Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the earnings conference call for the quarter and half-year ended September 30, 2024, of Star Cement Limited, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q2 FY25 and H1 FY25 of Star Cement. On the call, we have with us Mr. Tushar Bhajanka, Deputy Managing Director, and Mr. Manoj Agarwal, CFO of the company. I will hand over the floor to Mr. Manoj Agarwal for his opening remarks, which will follow up directly to Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Manoj, sir.
So, good afternoon, all. My name is Tushar Bhajanka, and I'm the Deputy MD of Star Cement. I would like to welcome you all to the earnings call of quarter two. I have our CFO of the company with me. He will run you through the numbers of quarter two, and then we can have our Q&A session. Thank you.
Yeah, hi friends, very good afternoon. I, on behalf of Star Cement Limited, welcome you all to our phone call for discussing our numbers of Q2 FY25 and half-year ended September 2024. I would like to clarify that we are discussing on the historical numbers, and there is no invitation to invest. Having said that, now I will just take you through the Q2 number followed by half-yearly numbers. Starting from clinker production during the quarter ended September 2024, we have produced 6.58 lakh tons of clinker as against 6.48 lakh tons same quarter last year. So far as cement production is concerned, we have produced 9.55 lakh tons this quarter as against 8.95 lakh tons same quarter last year. Now I will take you through sales volume. During the quarter, we have sold 9.62 lakh tons of cement as against 8.96 lakh tons of cement same quarter last year. And we have also sold 0.16 lakh tons of clinker during this quarter. This is as far as cement and clinker sale is concerned. As far as geographical distribution of cement is concerned, in Northeast, we have sold around 7.49 lakh tons as against 6.72 lakh tons during same quarter last year. And as far as outside Northeast cement is concerned, we have sold 2.13 lakh tons of cement this quarter as against 2.24 lakh tons same quarter last year. In terms of blend mix, it is almost 10% of OPC, and the rest is PPC. These are the quantitative numbers of the quarter. Now I will take you through to the financial. The total revenue figure this quarter is around rupees 642 crore as against 585 crore same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, this quarter we have done an EBITDA of around rupees 96 crore as against 104 crore last year. Profit after tax is rupees 6 crore as against rupees 41 crore in same period last year. The decrease in PAT on account of increased depreciation due to capitalization of our new 2 million ton grinding unit at Guwahati and our clinker plant at Lumshnong, Meghalaya. On per ton EBITDA front, it is rupees 995 during this quarter as against 1164 per ton same quarter last year. This is what our quarterly number of second quarter. The total revenue figure, the half-year ended September 24, is around 1393 crore as against 1346 crore same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, during half-year ended September 24, we have done an EBITDA of around rupees 215 crore as against 242 crore last year. PAT is rupees 37 crore as against 134 crore in same period last year. The decrease is on account of increased depreciation, as explained earlier. On per ton EBITDA front, it is 1,007 during the half-year ended September 24 as against 1176 per ton same period last year. These are the quarterly and half-yearly numbers. Now I request all of you that if you have any queries, you can ask the same, and I will request Vaibhav to moderate the query wherever it requires. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. The first question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
I wanted to know the status of Meghalaya clinker SGST benefit. Have you recorded in this quarter and how much?
So for the Meghalaya clinker plant, the GST benefit that we are supposed to get, we have recorded some part of it. But because of line 3, the new clinker plant, you're having some problem with the clinker plant, so it did not manufacture much. So because it did not manufacture a lot, the overall benefit was very small compared to what we expected.
Understood. How much incentive has been recorded for this quarter overall?
So overall incentive this quarter, thirty-seven crores is the incentive which has been booked in the books for this quarter.
Okay, and lastly on the capex, what is the capex for this year, and how are your expansion Silchar and Jorhat working? Is it running on track?
Yeah, so the capex for this year, in the H1 2025 was about 337 crores. In which a large portion went in completing our new clinker plant and also the WHRS. For the H2 of this year, we plan to spend about 377 crores, out of which a major part is going in the Silchar project, and some part of it is going in the clinker plant, the new clinker plant, WHRS.
So there is an overall cutting capex. Earlier the total year capex was 835 crore. Now it is brought 720 crore types.
Yeah, so now it is, you're right. It's at about 720 crores, yes.
So is the timeline delayed for either of the Silchar plant or be it Jorhat plant?
So I think the Silchar plant, earlier we were expecting it to commission by September, October 26. Now we are expecting it to commission by December 26. So there is a 2-3 month delay. But besides that, there's no significant delay. In Jorhat plant, we are expecting, FY27 end.
Okay, thank you. I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Pratik Shah from Climb Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I have two questions. First is, what is the difference between Northeast cement market versus rest of the India cement market? And second is, how much incentive do you expect to get in balance 2 quarters? And for next full year on consolidated basis?
So, the Northeast markets are basically the 7 states in Northeast, right? That is what constitutes the Northeast market. The outside Northeast market is basically West Bengal and Bihar for us. So that's how we differentiate, I think, in our results as well. The subsidy that we expect, in quarter three, we are again having some problems with the new clinker plant. It was having some problems stabilizing, and by 20th or 21st of November, we finally expect, to light up the kiln again and be able to run. So because of that, the generation of subsidy till now has been quite poor. But in whatever is left of Q3 and in Q4, we do expect, a good generation of GST. The exact numbers, I will quantify and I'll let, I'll probably ask, my CFO to get back to you. But I think about 50 to 60 crores quarterly is what we expect in the coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Sahil Solanki from Dial Wealth Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Very good evening, sir. My first question is, what capacity utilization do you expect for Q3 and Q4 of current year? And what is your expectation for FY26?
So, you know, in Q3 and Q4, I expect to go at about 11 to 12%. That is what the expectation is, right? So, I think with that, of course, in Q4, we do expect the utilization to significantly improve because Q4 is in Northeast season time, right, when the rainfall is the lowest. So, we do expect, you know, to operate at about, 85-90% capacity. During season time in Q4. In Q3, I think the capacity utilization will be at about 70%.
Okay. And for FY26?
FY26, I think, on a year average, I think our capacity utilization will be at about 75%.
Okay. And my second question was, how much EBITDA do you expect for balance part of the year and for FY26?
As I told, you know, we were having some problems in our Q3 because of the clinker plant. You know, there has been some technical difficulties that we've been facing, and because of there is a problem in the in production of the new line. But in Q4, our expectation is good. I think it should definitely be much higher than last year. There should be about 220 to 230 crores in Q4.
Okay, that's all from my side. So thanks for
thank
that. Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Access Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, last time you had guided for 11% volume growth for FY25. So, are we sticking with that kind of that volume growth?
Sorry, how much did I suggest? 11%?
11% for the full year.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, this year also, you know, we grew in Northeast by about 11%. In outside Northeast, we grew by about -5%. So that's why the weighted average is about 7%. And we, in Q3 and Q4, we do intend to grow by 11% overall. So I think for the coming two quarters, we do expect to grow by about 10-11%. That will still be our estimate. But we are focusing more in Northeast. So the growth rate in Northeast is going to be higher. And growth rate in outside Northeast, which is basically West Bengal and Bihar for us, will be a bit lower.
Okay. And sir, how is the current pricing and demand scenario in both Northeast as well as in East region?
So in, Northeast, the pricing scenario is definitely, much better than outside Northeast. You know, in Bihar and West Bengal, the prices have seriously crashed, you know, and compared to, the earlier two quarters, I think in Bengal and Bihar, the prices have not improved. So whatever the average was of Q2 still remains the price currently. In Northeast, you know, the prices have increased by about 10 rupees compared to the quarter two. So the Northeast, the prices are a bit more stable than outside Northeast.
Okay. And sir, what, how is the capacity utilization for your new grinding unit in Guwahati, and where we see the capacity utilization by the end of this year?
So, the capacity utilization for Guwahati is at about 77%. That is also primarily because we are utilizing our old line a bit lesser and we are focusing on a new line. Overall, between the two plants in Guwahati, the line 1 and line 2, the overall utilization will be at about 70%. By the end of quarter 3 and, you know, in quarter 4, we do expect full utilization of both lines.
Okay. Sir, couple of data points. Trade mix and non-trade mix, premium cement sale, lead distance,
yeah,
and fuel mix.
Okay, so the trade percentage was 85% compared to Q1, 25, 84%. That of course means the non-trade was 15% as to 16% in Q1. The lead distance is about 218 versus 207 in Q1. And the share of premium, sorry?
Yeah, lead distance has increased from earlier quarter.
Yeah, so the lead distance was 218 this quarter, right? And last quarter in 2025 Q1, it was 207. The share of premium is about 10.6 this Q2 compared to 9.1 in Q1.
Okay, and so lastly, fuel mix for this quarter.
Fuel mix. So fuel mix, most of our coal has come from FSA. So about 55% of the coal has come from FSA Coal India, coal agreement. About 18% has come from biomass, and the rest of it has come from spot contracts and Nagaland.
Okay. And sir, what is the capex guidance for FY26? So we have given for FY25, and for FY26, if you can quantify.
Yeah, so in, for FY26, we basically intend to complete our Silchar plant, which will be the main capex. And besides that, there will be operational capex. So I think in total, we estimate overall capex of about 450 crores.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side, and thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to check, like you mentioned that the line 3 faced some issues. Could you just help better understand like what issues and after the resumption, like will it be a normal run rate or will it take time to kind of ramp up the unit?
Yeah, so I think, there was some incident in the plant where, there was some fault in the panel. So because of that, we had to replace the panels in the electrical room. And, so it was just taking time for those panels to come. So now on the 17th, those panels will be received. And on the 22nd, we'll erect those panels. And I think after that, we should have a smooth functioning. So this is broadly, what we...
And what kind of ramp up is expected on this unit?
I mean, ideally, it is has the capability of producing about 10,000 tons a day, which is almost about 2.8 to 3 lakh tons a month, which is actually more than our current clinker capacity of the line 1 and line 2. So we expect that, in November, whatever teething problems there would be will rest out. And by end of November, we are able to at least operate it at 7,500 TPD tons per day, and from there on we can stabilize it to 8,000-9,000 tons a day. So I think once it ramps up, we should not have any problem of clinker, and we'll also be in a position to sell clinker to rest of the plants in northeast and also players in North Bengal, because there'll be a very acute shortage of clinker in northeast in the coming season, and there'll be huge demand for it.
Understood. And just generally understanding, like the industry has seen so much consolidation in the last year or so. Generally, what are your thoughts about it? Like, how does it impact the industry? I know in Northeast there has not been much, but then like JK Lakshmi, I believe, is trying to enter the market, and even Ultratech has been trying to do that. So what is your outlook on these new entrants, and as well as what are your thoughts on this wave of consolidation in the industry?
Particularly to Northeast, I think JK Lakshmi is attempting, they've also bought something in Northeast, to put up a plant. But I think the process is, a bit more complicated in Northeast, right? Because the land acquisition, the possession, the local, and even the legality of the mines, right, is a bit more complicated than in other areas. So I think anyone who attempts to put up a plant will at least take 4-5 years to put up a plant. Given that they have now, you know, finalized the land and finalized the mine. So I think Ultratech and other players, you know, I won't like to name, but they are, I think, all looking for, you know, something, but they're not really being able to put a finger to a particular site or to a particular mine. So given that, I think it's at least, you know, whoever comes will take 4-5 years to come. And so I do not see, you know, the situation, you know, like rest of India repeating in Northeast anytime soon. In terms of consolidation, you know, in other parts of the country, you know, I think it's good for the industry overall because, I mean, most of these areas were highly fragmented. And for any pricing discipline and for, you know, decent profitability, I think there was a need for consolidation, which is happening.
Sure. And you are not in any ways into the M&A market in terms of either thinking of acquiring something or anything like that?
No, we are not in the M&A market right now because we were earlier looking at South. But South, you know, for us, kind of size of the company that we are and the kind of margin there is in South and the variability in the margins, it did not look like, you know, it did not look like the right kind of market. We have acquired mines in Rajasthan in auction recently, about 65 million tons of reserve. So we are conducting geological survey. It is in Nimbol. It is very close to Nuvoco's Nimbol plant in Rajasthan, and we have we are conducting surveys there, and we are awaiting the geological reserve and the quality. And once we are sure of the quality, then we will start the land acquisition in that area and put up a clinker plant. Look to put up a clinker plant there, but that I will confirm in the next quarter. But there are already details. I think we had also submitted in February the details of mines that we had participated in one.
Sure, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the final reminder and no further reminders will be given that you may please press star and one to ask a question at this time. We'll take the next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, sir. Sir, fuel cost on KKL for Q2 was how much?
So the fuel cost, just a second. The fuel cost is at about 1.5 rupees per GCV.
Okay, and likely to remain the similar in the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah. I think it broadly will remain the same only. So I think in Q1 also it was 1.5. Right now also it's about 1.5. And I think it should remain 1.5 in the coming quarters as well. I think there could be some reduction, but no increase.
Oh. And sir, this 12 megawatt WHRS, which was supposed to start in October and November, has it started?
So it should start by end of November. So we phase it down to, we have phased it out in two sets. So one part of it, which will produce about 6 megawatt, will start by end of November. The second one will start by December end.
Okay, got it. And in terms of the capex, so you obviously for FY25 and FY26 also previously we were saying the 670 and now 450 crore. So for both the year we are reducing the capex. Just trying to understand the delay. What you have mentioned is the Silchar plant will be now by December will be starting, and the Jorhat will start by end of FY27.
So the Silchar plant, you know, we should come, you know, be able to commission by December, Jan next year. and the Jorhat plant will be a year after that, year or 15 months after that.
Okay. So both is kind of delayed by 3 to 6 months. Delay is there on that part.
Yeah. And yeah, because we are also trying to time it with the market, right? Because we don't, because we are just making sure that we are timing it with the pace of the market, right? At the market demand. So we are buying land. We are taking all the permission, right? Like for example, we have already taken the. We have already done the public hearing and we are in the process of taking the environmental clearance for Silchar. The same we'll do for Jorhat. And we are just trying to pace it depending on how the demand situation is.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And in terms of the volume also, you mentioned that in the second half, we are looking at 10%, 11% kind of a growth in the second half.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Once this clinker will restart in the November, and then for the next year, broadly just trying to understand how one can look at on the volume front. So trying to understand how the Northeast would be growing in the next year and how we will be growing in the next year for 26.
So basically, the main problem, at least in Northeast, was that the government expenditure in Northeast in the first half was a bit low, right? And because of that, the demand was a bit subdued. Even despite that, we had grown at about 11% in Q2 of this year in Northeast, right? So we do expect the demand to pick up because there is signs of government releasing its, scheme in Northeast at least, from December, Jan onwards. So I think that will definitely positively affect the demand, right, for the coming 2-3 quarters, and we have to see what kind of schemes they bring in to boost up housing and all. So in case the schemes are lucrative and they are effective, then I think there could be a surge in demand again in next year. It's hard to predict right now because there's a lot of fluctuation at a macro level, right? But I think by the next quarter, I think we'd be better placed in giving a forecast about next year.
Okay, and you mentioned that in the third quarter our profitability will be lower. So just trying to understand, given that the as you mentioned, the Northeast prices are 10 rupees up and outside Northeast is a flattish on QOQ basis. So just trying to understand on QOQ basis, given the incentive, how the incentive, as you mentioned, 50-60 crore. So still there will be a decent QOQ improvement should be there in the third quarter on the profitability front.
Yeah, so I think, there should be, but it also depends on the price. And, that 40-50 crores we have not been able to, get because, our line 3, the new clinker plant, was not producing, right? So we'll only get some part of the quarter 3 will get that benefit. So the entire benefit should be visible in the books from quarter 4 onwards, right? So because of the line 3, the new clinker plant problem, we also had to buy clinker from outside, right? So that will also affect the profitability. But from end of November onwards, we should start building up the clinker stock. And then I think by quarter 4, we should have enough stock for ourselves. Also, at the same time, we should have stock to sell, right? So Q4, I see, should be a drastic improvement in the profitability compared to last year Q4.
Okay. And lastly, Manoj sir, in terms of the depreciation, so this quarter, 82-83 crore. How one can look at the second half and even what kind of a reduction one can look at in FY26?
Because we are on the WDP matter, okay? So the depreciation will get diminished, keep on decreasing on the year-to-year basis. Because the first year it is the highest one, and then the second year onwards it will start getting decreased. Okay, so this quarter, whatever depreciation has come, because because last year in March we have capitalized our Red Guwahati unit, and April we have capitalized this clinker plant. Okay, and part of WHR will also be get capitalized in the Q3. So this year depreciation will be higher, but the next year onwards it will start diminishing.
Okay, got it. And lastly, what was the PPC share in the second quarter?
PPC sale?
Yeah, PPC, sir. PPC, OPC.
10% is OPC. Balance all are PPC.
Okay, okay. Got it. Thank you and all the rest, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. My a couple of questions. Firstly, this startup, this starting of this large clinker unit, has this have like any major startup cost which can also hit your performance in next quarter, or is this only related to like the other factor which you have mentioned on the profitability for cases?
I'm sorry, can you please repeat that? It wasn't too clear.
Is there any specific one-off startup cost which also like is going to the cost performance, or like any specific marketing cost over next two quarters which can have an impact on your profitability?
No, so I think those kind of marketing campaigns, you know, we have already undertaken, you know, and so that already has hit the profitability in the Q1 and Q2, you know, and unfortunately we had this technical problem of panels in our plant, due to which we were not able to support the, you know, the support the sales team in doing the best, right? So I don't think there should be any hit in terms of the marketing cost or startup cost or startup of the skin cost, right? I think it should there should be no cost as such. Of course, the first 1 or 2 months when the skin operates, it is still trying to reach its efficiency. So I think there will be not a surge in the fuel or power cost, but there will definitely be over time a decline in these costs as we, you know, stabilize the kiln 3 and we are able to operate our new and the latest, more efficient kiln.
Sure, and on demand, you talked about East demand minus 5 for last quarter. In October, yeah. Has the things improved, like in terms of demand, because we have a low base overall for East in the month of October?
So I don't, you know, the demand has been subdued in East, but in Northeast, you know, I think overall our volume may have been growing in single digit, and Northeast we have seen an uptick, but in East we haven't seen really an uptick, and we've not been also focusing that much in East because right now the pricing is such and there's so much, you know, work that we have in Northeast itself and the profitability in itself is so high in Northeast that our focus is normally in Northeast and we don't focus on East as much.
Particularly on Northeast with your commissioning of plant and Dalmia Bharat's also commissioning of plant later in this financial year, do you see any specific pricing pressure into next year?
So, I mean, there could be a pricing pressure, but I think Dalmia, from what they have announced, is coming in the next financial year, not this financial year, according to their investor presentation, right? So, I do not think that we should be facing pricing pressure, at least in quarter four. Probably there could be a pricing pressure in Q1 to next year. But so quarter four should be quite smooth because, you know, I think in Northeast, no one really has clinker to serve the demand, right, which comes in quarter four this time. So I think the pricing should be higher just because of the demand supply gap.
Sure, thank you, sir. Thank you for my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, what is the current status of our AC block in Guwahati?
AC block in Guwahati should be commissioned by December, in the first 2 weeks of December. And with that, we are also launching, you know, construction chemicals. Right? So we will be getting into, you know, mortar, you know, waterproofing chemicals and all these segments. You know, and so I think that should start and we've already started with, you know, advertising and I think by first 2 weeks of December, we should be able to launch it.
So we will also receive incentive for this AC block?
I'm sorry?
we are also receiving we are also going to receive incentives for stabilizing this AC block.
Yeah, we will be receiving incentives for the AC block as well. I think it is eligible in both the central subsidy and also the state subsidy.
Okay. And sir, what were the cost of clinker purchase during this quarter?
In quarter two?
Quarter two, yeah.
In quarter two, I don't think we have purchased that much clinker. Well, I'll get back to you. You know, in quarter two, we did not purchase much clinker. I think it is only in quarter three that we purchased clinker. In quarter two, we may have purchased like less than 5,000-6,000 tons of clinker.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from
us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Your employee cost and rate will remain at this level, 60 crore in upcoming quarter also? 60-65 crore?
Because this quarter there is a accessory payment of around 3 crore, so that will be out in the coming quarter. The rest will be remain the same. Only the special payment will not be there in the quarter three and quarter four. That is the one of cost. Oh.
Got it. And Jorhat land is acquired for this expansion?
The Jorhat land has been identified and we still have to buy the land. But I think it has been identified and the team is working to acquire it. And the cost of manpower, you know, on a running rate basis should be on an average about the increase should be about 42 to 43 crores.
Okay, got it. One last question on capex side. Can you give a broad breakup for capex for FY25 and 26? For which project, how much you are allocating?
Yes. So in FY25, the H2, we are allocating about about 60 crores to the clinker plant and the WHRS.
So preferably FY25 only rather than H1 and H2.
Okay, so in FY25, you know, we are almost spending about 170 crores in clinker and WHRS, out of which a lot has already been spent. In Silchar, we are spending about 110 crores. In AAC and the construction chemical, we'll be spending about 67 crores. In Jorhat, we are spending about 26 crores to acquire the land. We have bought about 120 trucks of our own fleet, which costed us about 52 crores. We have put up an AFA system, which should be commissioning in November, which has costed us about 32 crores. And we have gone for a group captive project, you know, with GSW Energy, which we had also notified in SEBI. That has costed us, that will cost us about 12 crores. And the OPEX, operational CAPEX should be about 170 crores. So in total, it is coming to about 600 crores.
Coming to around, sorry?
It's coming to about, I think, 650 crores around.
Okay, because the capex guidance is 720 crore for this year. And the remaining part?
The remaining part, you know, we have, you know, for example, in Silchar, we had actually, you know, I'll have to revise these numbers, but I think in Silchar, we had reduced some of the capex because, you know, it was getting postponed by 2-3 months. And I think in Jorhat, I think there's some capex which is reduced. So I think the capex sheet, I think I'll add it in the investor presentation and it will be submitted.
Okay. That is helpful. Do you have a capex ready for FY26?
Yes. I have a tentative capex ready for FY26, which I'll also ask the CFO to kind of put in the investor presentation. So it is Silchar, it is about 300 crores. Jorhat, it is about 100 crores and operational capex is about 100 crores and so in total it is about 500 crores and then there's group capital which is 12 crores. So in total it's about 480 to 500 crores.
Understood. That is helpful. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hemant, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for providing me the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. First question from my side is regarding the recent promoter stake sale. And especially it comes at a time when the plan of the company is very, very robust. We are finally moving towards, 2 million tons of capacity by FY30. So there has been a couple of stake sales by Suchita Agarwal, Gayatri Samaria. Can you please elaborate on that? And I mean, this is, I think, considered as a negative sign. And especially at a time when the plans are very, very robust, when the growth plans are very, very strong.
Yeah, so I think, you know, that honestly is not, you know, so there is, in Star Cement, there are about four families with the promoter group, right? And out of that, one family is actually the one who is selling the stake. And the other three families normally are seen as picking up the shares from the market rather than selling, right? So I think it is just a personal situation for them to sell the stake and not a situation which is reflective of the future of the company. And you would also notice that, you know, in the last 1.5-2 years, the other promoters have also increased the stake, right? So I think that is also there. So I think it's not necessarily something related to the company, but there's just personal requirement and personal, preference.
So, sir, the Agarwal family and the Chamaria family, they are not the promoters of the company right now? Because I saw it in the, I saw their name in the promoter list.
Yeah, no, the Chamaria family and the Agarwal family, the Chamaria family mainly is the one which is selling. I think the Agarwal family is just part of the Chamaria family in some ways, right? So I think the Chamaria family is selling the stake right now. And they are part of the promoter group, but they are one of the four families in the promoter group, right? So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, there may be that Chamaria family is selling the stake for their own personal reasons, but it is not reflective of the overall promoter group, right?
So it doesn't affect the future growth plans and the growth of the company, right? They are quite.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Hello?
Hello, Haji. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. So, so it is just a personal thing and it has nothing to do with the future roadmap of the company and the growth.
No. I don't think it's the future roadmap of the company. It's just a personal choice that they feel that they need to sell.
There has been a recent list by Chamaria family again, sir. Amritansh Kheta Chamaria, the recent pledge created by him.
Yeah. So again, you know. So all these things are, you know, again, they're personal, you know, whatever they're, because, you know, you have to understand that in Chamaria family also, the share equity is quite divided, right? So because they're also having like four brothers and four brothers are now having their children and, you know, so on and so forth. So I really do not know what is going on in, you know, and they together constitute a family which may be owning about 14-15% of the company, right? So I do not know what goes around in that 14-15% really. But my point was that, you know, if there's 67% is the promoter holding, the rest, 52% is actually not the ones who are buying or selling. Right? So this is 15% which is actually selling and buying. So I think it should just be looked at as a personal choice rather than, you know, something which is a bit more serious.
One more thing I wanted to ask you is, in the previous quarter, in Q1, we had some issues like clinker we had to buy from outside, and we were supposed to get the benefit of GST, then the FSA benefit. So ideally Q2 should have been much better, right? Because I think we were also expecting the logistics cost to get reduced as we were introducing 100 new trucks, and power and fuel cost should also must be going down as we had decided earlier. So I don't think that that Q2 should have been much better.
No, our expectation honestly was also that the Q2 should have been better. You know, and that is mainly, you know, the unfortunate part was the clinker, right? That we were not able to stabilize the clinker plant till now. and that was giving us a hiccup. And it has kind of, you know, given us the hiccup for the last 5-6 months, and that is where, you know, we have kind of suffered. But, you know, having said that, you know, I am confident that by end of the month, right, we will be able to stabilize the plant. And, you know, and we should be able to get the benefits of having a new setup in terms of the GST also, in terms of the availability of clinker as well, and in terms of, you know, the heat rate, power and all those other aspects, right? And the clinker, the freight and all, you're completely right that we also expected a reduction in freight, but the freight cost and all those things could not reduce as much and have increased because there was a lack of availability of clinker. So the entire logistics and the entire, you know, movement of clinker, you know, just changes and it increases and puts pressure on the logistics, right? So I think that is what we were struggling with, you know, in the last quarter two, and I completely respect and agree to the fact that yes, we were expecting better results and we should see it, right? Given the price supports us, right? Because price is something which is not in our control. So, you know, so, and given how East prices have been behaving, it's very, very, it's not great, right? So,
sir,
given the price,
sorry to cut you short. So, sir, it's the same clinker plant which is, troubling us, right? Some Q2, right?
Yeah, the clinker plant is basically something which we are looking to stabilize. You know, by end of the month, it should stabilize. But there's nothing, long-term wrong with the plant. It is just that, you know, some parts of the plant, like the crusher and the stacker claimer, we are waiting for it to come, right? So once, now that the plant is completely ready, in the sense that, you know, some aspects of the plant which needed to be completed are also completed, I think we'll be able to stabilize it in a much better way. Right, and it is just a hiccup of running the plant now, right? So I think that we should be able to do, and we should be able to come out with better results. It's so the expectation.
It's the same clinker plant, right, sir?
Sorry?
It's the same clinker plant, right, which was troubling us in Q2, right?
Yeah, it's the same clinker plant, same clinker plant.
And, so, sir, shall we expect a sequential recovery from Q3? Or Q4, because I think the dispatches are also less because of monsoon season and all. So shall we expect a sequential recovery from Q3 or Q4?
I think a better recovery and at least the profitability would be from Q4, right? Because I'm talking about November end to kind of stabilize the plant, right? So I've already crossed October and November, right? So the recovery of getting a new plant, you know, and be able to sell clinker and all those things will actually start coming, and the GST also, because the GST will also come for the clinker plant when you produce clinker, right?
Correct.
So, you know, that benefit, I think, will be from Q4, right? Q3 will still be a struggle, but Q4 is where we actually see the benefit coming.
And sir, I expect annual report of 2024, you are guiding for 20% growth in revenue, with higher EBITDA in FY25. So are we some sort of lowering guidance for FY25, given the kind of problem we are facing for clinker unit?
No, I think that the problem is not only of the capacity, you know, the problem is also of demand, right? Like, as we have seen for other cement companies also, they some of them have degrown, right? And some of them have actually grown in only single digits, right? So entire India, I think there is a problem of demand, right, that we are facing. So my expectation will still be double digits, right, that we should be able to do Q3 and Q4 well. But, you know, I do not think that the number will be touching 20%, right, because the demand also needs to support for that to happen.
Yeah. So maybe early double digits, you can say, right?
Yeah, early double digits. Like, I think 12%, 11-12% would be a good estimate.
And then one more thing, I have a concern, and it is very, very disheartening. We as an investor, and we are also to equity discussion, no one picks up the call. And the number which is there in the website and the number which was there in the investor presentation, we were unable to reach the investor relation department. No one picks up the call, neither the sales team nor any replies to emails. So this is very, very disheartening, sir. And one two numbers are not working also, sir. Like the Guwahati number or something, but I just got a chance to connect with the Delhi team, and they were something of the sales department or someone else,
picked up the call and they were unable to get me connected to the investor relations department. So it is very, very disheartening. Please note this as a concern, sir.
Which fund are we speaking from?
No, I am an individual investor, sir.
Okay. I
do my own research and I invest. And do most of the
loans. Okay, so I will...
It is very, very disheartening, sir, actually.
No, I get it. So I will do one thing. I will, in this investor presentation that there is, you know, I will make sure that all the numbers are working and you don't have this problem. And I will also ask the team to be a bit more responsive to such queries.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
First of all, thank you for the opportunity. Once our clinker plant will be established by end of November, how much cost saving in terms of operation cost saving we are expecting on monthly basis? If you can elaborate on this, please.
So, you know, once the clinker plant does come end of November, then we expect to shut our line one, the first line that we have of clinker. You know, where the heat rate is almost touching 70-80 kcal and the power is 65, you know, to a bigger kiln, which has a power consumption of about 50 units and a heat rate of about 710. So, you know, there will be a substantial saving of about, I'm expecting a saving of, just from the operational operations perspective, I think this will be saving about 50 rupees, right, from operating the new kiln. And then also the SGST benefit, so the GST benefit of the central subsidy that we'll get, right, which should be another, weighted average should be about 100 rupees of benefit on cement. So I expect about 100 to 150 rupees of benefit from operating the new kiln. And then, of course, you know, the new kiln will also give us the benefit of selling clinker and availability of clinker, which is a huge benefit, right? Because as I said, the demand in Northeast for clinker is also going to be very high. It's still high and going to be very high, especially in the season time. And at that position, if you're able to sell clinker, then I think that will generate additional, income for us.
Okay. And what is current market price of cement OPC, PPC there in Northeast and how do you see trend in Q3, Q4?
So, can you repeat the question?
So, what is the current cement price in Northeast and how do you see the cement price trend in Q3, Q4 in Northeast?
So, you know, the current price in Northeast is about 460 rupees per bag. Right, and we, like in November, I do not see an increase in the pricing, but I think going ahead, hopefully, I think we should be, you know, I think by December, I think normally the prices do increase. So we do see like a 15 to 20 rupees scope of increasing prices, but that, you know, we don't know. It depends on how the demand behaves and how, you know, the pricing behaves, you know. So I think. But like the experience from last year is that, you know, normally the prices increase by about 15 to 20 rupees, in December leading to the season.
Okay. Sir, we have a production plant in Northeast and if the demand in Northeast is not increasing and if we are selling our products outside the Northeast, are we still entitled for the central subsidy?
In clinker, yes. No, but not in, so basically the two benefits, one is the SGST benefit, that is of course the state of Assam benefit, and that we only get for, for sales in Assam. Then there's a GST benefit that we get from the clinker, that is for overall GST, that is a central subsidy benefit. Right, so the central subsidy in clinker we get for all our sales, but for the sales from grinding unit, the benefit is only for Assam.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take the last question for today, which is from the line of Prachi Kadam from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, please proceed.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Can you help me with the EBITDA per ton for east and outside, northeast and outside northeast?
Yeah. So the EBITDA per ton for northeast was about 1,300 rupees per ton, and the EBITDA per ton for outside northeast was about -200.
Sorry, sir, -200?
Yeah, for rupees per ton was the EBITDA for outside northeast, and for
Okay.
northeast it was about 1,300.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of Phillip Capital, we would like to thank the management of Starsman for the call and many thanks to participants joining the call. Thank you very much, sir. Michelle, you will now conclude the call. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Phillip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.